As you know, I believe that one of the many problems we're dealing with as a region is that we are a sanctuary city, county, state. And as a result, we have, on a per capita basis, one of the highest numbers of illegals in the United States. And with that comes an awful lot of people who I don't want to mess with. They come here, they work hard, they obey the laws. But we are seeing an increasing number of illegals who are committing murders and rapes and are just released by judges, are released by King County because their King County executive, Dow Constantine, will not allow the King County Sheriff's Office to, or and Mitzi Jo Hanknik, Liz Rocha, they, as I've said, when they took King County sheriffs out of the database, the sheriff and her $181,000 a year chief of staff, the despicable Liz Rocha, they decided that protecting illegals was more important than the lives of cops and innocent citizens. Dow Constantine feels the same way, which is why they won't cooperate with federal law enforcement. Well, this doesn't have a chance of succeeding, given the political makeup of our legislature. But Phil Fortunato, one of the Republican state senators, he has introduced a bill called Keep Washington Working Act. And he says it'll protect immigrants in the workplace, but he said making Washington a, and let me correct this, his bill isn't Keep Washington Working. That's the one he wants to overturn that the Democrats passed, because he says that you have a lot of illegals who are taking jobs from citizens who would be willing to work those jobs. And he wants to end sanctuary cities and counties and state here in Washington. And he says that we have attracted an awful lot of illegals who also commit other crimes. And certainly we have chronicled many of those other crimes on this show.
The lack of enforcement from federal immigration policies has resulted in the releasing of countless criminals out into our community.
And we have talked to me. I had the woman in a wheelchair who was raped by an illegal. He was released, and then he went back and physically, violently assaulted her again, because we have a revolving door, even for illegals who commit rape, for illegals who kill. We have a revolving door. We have politicians who would rather protect them than our citizens. And Phil Fortunato says,
these are not good people. These are bad people doing bad things.
And I want to make sure everybody understands what he's saying. He's not talking about all illegals, because you know there are a lot of people who come into this country seeking a better life, and they work hard, and they do jobs, and they take care of their family, and they don't break the law. But he's talking about the ones who commit additional serious offenses. And he says that, and I mean, this is the woman who I had on my show that he's referencing here.
She didn't know whether she could ask the question to check his immigration status. That was the guy that was released, and then they immediately went back and raped that disabled woman that he had previously raped.
Yeah, and I think he's wrong there. I believe the second attack was a physical assault, but not a rape. But he says that it's about protecting citizens.
We want to protect our citizens. We want to keep these people out of our state and cooperate with federal law enforcement.
And Phil Fortunato's running for governor. You know, you got a bunch of Republicans. Do I think he has a chance against Jay Inslee? No. I don't. I could be wrong. Does Iman? I don't know. Can Iman pull off some kind of a Trump in Washington? I doubt it. You got the police chief from Republic. You got the former mayor of Everett, Joshua Freed. So you got a bunch of Republicans who say they're going to take on Inslee. I think we all know there's only one person who can beat Jay Inslee. And he probably doesn't want to run.